Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Interesting story for you all this morning. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah. Class, I'm going to tell you a story very quickly before Greg starts the beginning of his syllabus, but Greg is a guy that that would be appropriate to discuss this with. And so would Kyle, and so would Bert, and so would Lou Cassidy be, and so would I. So there are several of us, more than several of us here at USA Prepares that are competent to discuss this situation. Last night, I looked at the alarm clock. It's an old Sony alarm clock, and it's a clock radio. And I bought matching ones for our children about 30-something years ago. They've been running ever since. It went dark last night. I thought, no display, nothing. What is going on? Now, the alarm clocks, the clock radios, the digital video players, the studio, the computers, the router, those kinds of things here at the farm are all powered by an uninterruptible power system. A whole house uninterruptible power system. One system provides clean, filtered power for all those devices, including the broadcast equipment in the studio right now that I am speaking through and connecting to Genesis through. Well, it all shut down last night. And so this morning, I got up. I knew what it was. I knew where the problem was. And I went out to the UPS, and it had shut down. It shut itself down because of an over-voltage condition. Now, I believe that we are the first to report this situation here in the United States. Now, it could be local, or it could be something that we're going to experience, you know, through many locations. Now, I don't know the answer to that at this moment. So I constantly measure the current that we're using, and I have that device I've been telling you about, Kill-A-Watt. It's a Kill-A-Watt meter. You plug it into a receptacle, and you can read the voltage, you can read the current, you can read the watts, you can read lots of measurements. So I had it set to let me know the amount of current in watts that the whole house UPS system was drawing from the single receptacle circuit that feeds the UPS system. So I have a separate breaker for the UPS, the whole house UPS. Just one 12-gauge Romex cable with a receptacle that powers the UPS system, which then powers all the devices in the house that I want to protect for intermittent power interruptions. That's what uninterruptible power is for. The kilowatt meter, when I pushed the button to tell me the voltage, said 135.7 volts. I thought, it can't be. Normally, it's about 123.7. 135 is way too high. So what is the standard within the United States? 120 volts plus or minus 5%. 120 plus or minus 5%. So at a low of 114 to a high of 126. This was at 135.7. So naturally, I questioned the kilowatt meter, and I got out a digital voltmeter. Same result. 135.7. I kept checking, and it started coming down a little bit. It came down as low as 127.3, which is where it is right at the moment, which is too high. So what happens when, now, you would think, hey, Finelli would have surge protectors to protect this, right? Of course I do. Many levels deep. Surge protection on surge protection on surge protection. Of course we have that. We've talked about that. A surge protector will not protect you from this. A surge protector protects you from an instantaneous spike of voltage. An instantaneous spike, not a constant spike. Now, or not a constant overvoltage situation. The overvoltage situation was 135.7, way too high. And a surge protector starts clamping down typically at 330 volts and attenuates the spike at 330 volts or higher. Some of them attenuate starting at 400, some at 500, some at 600. The ones we have are at 330. That's about as low as they go, which is as good as they get. Another way of saying that. This situation is damaging to what? Well, it can cause overheating of equipment because of too much voltage. If you have sensitive loads like we have in the uninterruptible power system, a triptych, if it can damage printed circuit boards, if you don't have uninterruptible type protection, it can damage the internal conductors, the internal wiring. It can cause malfunctions and shutdowns, which is what happened to us this morning. It can shorten the lifespan of equipment. And it can cook electric motors. Now, what would that be? That could be a heat pump. It could be a circulator system for HVAC system, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It could be a refrigerator or freezer compressor motor. It could be an air compressor for a shop. It could be a lot of things. So I just want to let you know, I think there's something up with this. So naturally, I called Laclede Electric, and I talked to a young lady there who is in the engineering department, but she did not have the answers. But the guys who did have the answers, the number one and number two guy, I know the number one guy in engineering, I asked for him first. He's not in today. The number two guy is out in the field. I believe that's what she said. So I passed the message on, this is something they need to look at, because this can damage customers' equipment. It can be very expensive. And if it comes to a village near you, it can damage equipment in your village. Greg, what are your thoughts based on what I've said?
Well, as you know, I spent 6 months in Africa, and I saw refrigerator smoke. I've seen TVs smoke. I've seen radios smoke. Everything, pretty much, because of a surge that you're talking about. And I've seen water pumps smoke. So I've seen all these appliances smoke because you're dealing with a very dirty power system. And this could be created even by the sun itself throwing out, a coronal mass ejection. Of course, we all know and heard about that. Your system did what it should. You were wise in the equipment you chose because you probably saved everything in your home. And I imagine there are a lot of people out there with this power company that are going to be, he's probably out in the field trying to figure out what went wrong or is going wrong. There's going to be a lot of customers that are going to be probably pretty upset with the power company when they find out what's going on. And I suspect that they'll try and keep it quiet and not take blame. But this is one of the things I don't really have to, I'm not dealing with because I'm completely off-grid. So that's my thoughts on that. You need to have a system in place to protect yourself if you desire to have a refrigerator freezer, if you've got a lot of food in there. If you've got a heater in your home with a motor on it, you know, these are life and death situations where in the future, as we can see, they may no longer be available to you. Do you have backup systems such as a wood and coal burning stove? You know, maybe a pellet stove wouldn't work if the little motor on it got fried from a spike. Excuse me.
Yeah, and Greg, what we're talking about in this situation is more than a spike. A spike would be an instantaneous voltage increase. I'm talking about a sustained voltage increase. So if you have a compressor, well, this would be too much voltage, just flat out too much.
Yeah.
And you know, here's a way of looking at it, class. Let's say you have
not
a garden
enough
hose.
Will do the same thing too. Not enough will do the same thing too.
Yeah. So let's say you have a garden hose and the pressure gets really high and the garden hose bursts. That garden hose failure might not have happened if the pressure wasn't so high. Voltage is akin to pressure in water. Okay? And the way this works is the transformers on those power poles, those cylindrical cans that you see on the power poles, they are a fixed ratio of either decreasing or increasing the voltage. That's what they do. So the engineers who design these power systems look at how far are we going on this run, this line. How many people are on this road that are going to be fed from this particular set of wires? And they look at the last guy and they say, well, we've got to give the last guy at least 114 volts. Which means that the guy in the middle is probably going to have around 120 volts. And the guy at the beginning of the run is going to have maybe 126 volts. So that's within that plus or minus 5% range. So they have to engineer that. Now, many things can affect this. If a transformer malfunctions, partially shorts out, it could cause something like this, I would think. So the engineers are working on it. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think this is intentional. However, I do want to tell you a story. My dad told me this story. You know, there were some electric light bulb companies back in the 1930s. And they had some competition from a company called Mazda, Mazda, the car company, same name. Maybe even the same corporation. And the Mazda company was making light bulbs that were 120 volt rated light bulbs. And they were selling them for less money each than a General Electric brand light bulb. So what did the U.S. manufacturers do? Well, they do what they always do. They went to the utility company and they said, look, we got a problem with Mazda. They're killing us with lower price light bulbs. How about we increase the voltage on the power lines so that the Mazda light bulbs will burn out faster? Because what we'll do is we'll wire our light bulbs for, let's say, 130, 135 volts to sustain the additional voltage. So our light bulbs, the good old made in USA light bulbs, don't burn out so fast. And then the people who use Mazda light bulbs would say, you know, they used to be okay, but those darn things burn out now. They're no good anymore. They just burn out way too fast. We better buy GE light bulbs. That's the story as it goes. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything that you hear on the internet. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, there's some conflicting information on the internet about Mazda light bulbs being a name that registered trademark of General Electric in 1909. So the way to look at this is that it was an imported light bulb. Consider it the light bulb that failed would be the imported branded light bulb, that they were not privy to the increase of voltage by the utility company that caused the light bulbs that were imported to burn out faster. So it's hard to figure out exactly what the brand was. And this is a story that was told to me. I got it firsthand from my father. And they had stopped by buying Mazda-branded light bulbs or whatever the imported brand was. But don't believe anything I say. But the principle is the same that I'm talking about. So an increase in voltage could cause equipment to wear out, burn up faster, as we've been talking about it. That is absolutely for sure. Greg, back to you.
Okay. I know we got less than an hour, so I've got three stories here that should hit home. One of them is especially hard with you, Vincent, and that should really all of our class hit hard. Okay. The first story I want to talk about that I just was viewing a video on comes from the Netherlands. You know how they talked about they're shutting down farms in the Netherlands for you know, climate change. Well, the farmers are taking their tractors out onto the street. And the video I saw was they were coming in with a loader, and they lifted up a tractor, and the guy got out of the tractor because he was, you know, they were going to tip it over. And he got down to argue, and they immediately grabbed him and threw him in a van and drove off. So So they are attacking the farmers who are doing everything they can do to protect their farms and throwing them into vans and driving them away. This is very real. They are shutting the farms down in the Netherlands. Okay? And could this be coming to us? Absolutely. Another story that follows this is from the UK. A person was, you know, going to buy a house, and they've got these new ratings, A, B, and C. If your house is not at least a C rating, your house may be scheduled for just demolition because it's not efficient. And if you don't have these ratings, these climate ratings, you may not be able to buy or sell or take out a mortgage or a loan or anything on that home. In fact, it might be scheduled for demolition. Now, we've got a lot of old homes in the United States, and some of them are not energy efficient, according to the, you know, their global agenda. So this is something that we need to say something about and start investigating right now, because what they want to do is probably box us up into a little city where they have, you know, a better house for us or something like that. But this is a story that I'm doing some investigation on right now. It's extremely nerve-wracking to think about. They have the ability to come in onto your land, tell you that your house is not efficient, and you need to move everything out because they're going to destroy it because it's causing climate, you know, under the climate crisis, it's causing a disaster, in their own words. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Greg, I've seen images of and videos of the basements of buildings in the big cities, like New York City, Chicago, where I've looked at the images of electrical service panels, and frankly, the older buildings in the United States, I'm talking about the brick buildings that were built around the turn of the previous century, you know, the 1900s, 1890s, 1900s, those buildings do not have the electric current carrying capacity, nor do I believe that the utility delivery wires have the current carrying capacity to have more people in them, nor do they have more capacity or enough capacity to add more air conditioning. And if you look at the buildings, like in New York City, you'll see these apartment buildings with air conditionings hanging out of windows. That's because people are cooking inside. You know, they're really hot in the summer. And so if everybody were to get an air conditioning unit, put it in a window of these apartment buildings, you'll find out that the apartment cable system, the wiring, will not support all those air conditioners. That's just the way it is. You're absolutely right. This is a big problem. But buildings do need to be insulated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
France's President Macron has been in Washington for a couple of days. It's his second visit to the United States since taking office in 2017. At a fireside chat at the White House, the French leader describes what is in his talks with President Biden.
We will discuss climate change and biodiversity and the common actions in this field, health, and a lot of global topics where our alliance is so critical.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Barack told the crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th. Thanks for listening in a TGIF. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Fox, I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, that was fast. I got a call back from Laclede Electric Cooperative, and here's the update very quickly. Laclede Electric buys their, they are a distribution company, so they have wires and transformers. They don't generate the electricity. They buy electricity from another electric company called Show Me Power, like Show Me State, Missouri, Show Me Power. They buy the electricity from there, and they are not in control of the current that comes into them, but they are in control of how they distribute it. They are currently working at the substation. They know there's a problem. It's not just the Fennelli farm. It is a power at the substation 5 or 6 miles away.
I suspected that.
Yeah, so they're working on it. So just want to give you a quick update. So this kind of thing can happen to a village near you. And this is currently, looks like it's happening to a village near me.
And I guarantee you that there's been appliances that have gone up in smoke. I mean, that are burned up that no longer work because of it. I can almost guarantee you that. And so that may not be the end of the story. There may be some liability involved in that. Of course, you never know what's in your electrical claws.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted, Clarence. Yeah. We'll let you know exactly what happened. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, you know, I read some letters from some people that have read the book and on the solar water still, but, you know, some of these things are just, I'm getting to the point now, if you're not concerned about how to purify any water, including the seawater or sewage water or any water, turning it back into drinking water, then good luck to you. But there's so many more important things to talk about right now that we need to prepare for, including, this war in Ukraine is just crazy. Zelensky came out and said Ukrainians are ready to live without light and heat for up to 3 years. In other words, his war is not going too well. But on the other side of it, you've got Sergei Lavrov has cautioned a conventional class may very likely escalate into an outright atomic conflict. And we know we've got troops on the ground right now, and we sent tanks and ammunition. It looks like we're preparing for nuclear war because they're just not giving up on it. So our future doesn't really look too bright right now. And I just was listening to Dr. McCullough saying that the mRNA shedding is going on right now, is transferring from the unvaccinated to the vaccinated. So I would caution everybody, if you're around people who have gotten the jab, to avoid contact with them, avoid breathing in close quarters with them. I mean, I could play you the clip if you'd like. It's fairly short. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
I'm really worried. Yes, please do.
Okay, here we go.
What are the risks to the unvaccinated?
You know, there was a recent paper. I just have it on my Substack. If you want to review it, you go to the Courageous Discourse Substack. And the first author is Helene Benoon, a former INSERM scientist. INSERM is a leading research unit in France. And Benoon has summarized this. This is disturbing. It looks like the messenger RNA is transferring from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated now. And in a paper by Fertig and colleagues, the messenger RNA is found circulating in blood for at least 2 weeks, and the curves were not going down as long as they looked. Rokin and colleagues has found messenger RNA in the vaccinated in lymph nodes for months. It looks like the body's not clearing it out. And then a recent paper, this is the most disturbing, from Hannah and colleagues, Gemma, showed that the messenger RNA is in the breast milk of women ill-advised who took the vaccine during pregnancy or afterwards. So it's now clear, I think, the messenger RNA, that's the greatest concern, is could you actually take a vaccine inadvertently by close contact, kissing, sexual contact, breastfeeding? It looks like the answer is yes. Now the question on the table is, how long do you wait for contact? No one knows. The vaccines, the messenger RNA vaccines for short, they've never been demonstrated to actually leave the body. They look like they're permanent, as well as the spike protein that's produced after them. This is very disturbing. So it's hard to guide. I was saying, 30 days, refrain from kissing and sexual contact with a vaccinated person, but I'm now extending that to at least 90 days and conservatively maybe extend it from a point forward. I know there's married couples and all kinds of personal implications there, but no, this messenger RNA looks like it's for keep. Every shot is accumulating in the body with no ability for the body to get rid of it. The vaccines, because they stay in the body so long, it looks like they do permanently install into the human genome through what's called reverse transcription. So this is disturbing. That not only does the vaccines not get out of the body, but now they're changing the human genome. This is shown in the human hepatoma cell line. And so it's conceivable that two vaccinated people could actually pass the code for Pfizer and Moderna into the baby permanently. The government, as they developed these vaccines, they kind of rushed it through the final stages. There was no assurances that these were safe. There was no genotoxicity, no teratogenicity studies. Now to learn, protein produced from the genetic material is found in the heart. Bowman and colleagues have shown it. It's found in the brain.
Yeah.
Found in the brain, Bora and colleagues. So I can tell you everyone who's taken the vaccine has this material in their brain, their heart, their adrenal glands, reproductive organs. It's really a terrible thought. My heart goes out to people who've taken the vaccine.
Yeah.
There you go.
So let's see if I've got this right. Let's see if I've got this right. So a person who has been vaccinated, it seems now that it's being reported that the vaccine stays in the body for a long time. And it's possible that it's a permanent, that the vaccine sets a permanent residency in the body. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's exactly what you heard.
Okay.
And I'm sure that it's transferred through bodily fluid and into the new formed child. This is very, very, very disturbing to me.
You know, there's a slogan for a tire company, and it came out many, many decades ago for General Tires. It's, sooner or later, you'll own Generals. And I'm thinking that that relates to the message that I heard from the government. Sooner or later, everybody will get this. And maybe that's how
whether they want it or not. Yeah.
So now the next question is, I'm scheduled to go to a birthday party. Dr. Shuley's 90th birthday party.
Yes.
And Dr. Shuley announced here on air that he got exactly what was just reported and played on the air, Greg, that you played. And that was, he was shedded. Someone he knew.
Very sick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Near death many, many, many times. Heart attacks and strokes as a result. And so here we have Dr. Shuley saying this a long time ago, like December, he said this. And here we are in December. He said the vaccine shedded from another person who was vaxxed onto him, and it almost killed him. He said that. Now, some people thought, I'm sure people thought, no, that can't be, right? He said it, and we just heard it a year later, just now with the clip you played. Dr. Shuley has been right all along. Even though some of the things might have appeared to be, to sound fantastic, unbelievable, incomprehensible, undoable.
They say it's staying in the arm, right? Well, they're finding it in the brain, the heart, so it's breaking the blood-brain barrier. Where can it not go? I would say there's nowhere that's safe. They knew about this before they created. I guarantee you that they've been playing around with mRNA technology for years. And if depopulation is their goal, well, they have just accomplished it. And the scripture comes to mind, of course, that that the Lord, he would quicken his coming, lest all flesh would be destroyed. We're in a situation, folks, that we can't really get out of. We can prepare for his coming. We can prepare ourselves to stay alive so that we can at least see his coming. I'm just beyond words, Vincent, right now. What is going on right now, the evil, the corruptness that is going on, and when you do any kind of searching on the internet, it's all fact check about every story, including that died suddenly. And let me tell you something. I talked to a mortician myself, and what he found is not a blood clot. He verified that to me. He told me that it is not a blood clot. It is a material, a substance he has never seen before. So that fact check is just factcheck.org is a crock of lies. I just don't know what to say. This is just beyond belief. We are living in the twilight zone. Back to you, Vincent.
Yeah, and so this is a real problem, and it appeared by the absence of the daily reports of infections of, we'll call it COVID, the inaccuracy of the testing. And Rich Sheeban has said many, many times, there is no valid test. And that's why people have been tested for COVID, and then the test has been repeated, and one would be positive and one would be negative. And I believe Elon Musk had that experience as well. So the absence of reporting of the deaths and the infections leads us to believe that this thing is waning and maybe it's all done. Maybe everything's good. But I don't think that's the case.
The media, they're the ones that prop this up, along with the government. And the media are the ones that are playing CYA right now. And they're doing it through the internet and other sources. They refuse to let out truth. fact check after fact check after fact check does not hide the increase in death that we've had. And not from COVID, just from other things. Like right now in Australia, it's like 80% high, you know, the death rate for just death rate in general among the public. their program is well underway, and I think that the only way that they can cover it is to start civil wars. And right now, Governor Newsom, let me just tell you about this little story here.
You gotta go real fast. We're going
to break.
We've got 10 seconds.
All right. DeSantis? Okay. No, excuse me. We'll cover it. Okay. Gavin Newsom Reparations Committee will recommend handing over $223,200 per person to descendants of slaves in California.
Yeah.
Made
the news yesterday.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thanks for this. Kathy in Ohio is calling in. Kathy?
Hi, Vince. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
I wanted to comment that in the past year, I know one person who had no problem with prostate cancer now is stage 4 in the bone. The other three were within a month. I've got one pancreatic cancer that's a stage 4. Two other prostate that are stage 4 and one that's a stage 1. And my understanding is that I know for sure 4 out of the 5 are vaccinated. The other one I do not know. And the one that's got the kidney cancer has to have the kidney removed like as soon as possible.
Well, what they're saying about the vaccine is that it does wipe out your immune system. It's almost like a form of AIDS. So these things that are going, any inflammatory diseases or cancers or anything that people have had in the past are seemingly coming back at a rapid rate right now. So, yeah, the bottom line is they're hitting us with health. They're hitting us with energy. They're hitting us with food shortages. They're hitting us with droughts. We're being hit from all angles. And good old Sleepy Joe's wide open borders expected to bring in 2.6 million illegal aliens to the U.S. next year. Are we ready to house these people? You know,
Good
I don't
points.
Know about all, you, all... but I'm just flabbergasted.
Yeah. Kathy, I had a question for you. You don't have to answer this on air if you don't want. But I mentioned that I listened to John Stadtmiller's last broadcast, which was October 21st last year. And he talked about his arm looked like it was bubbling up like melted cheese, you know, hot melted cheese. I'm paraphrasing. Have you heard of that before?
Yes, I heard an interview with a mom who had a son which was college age, and he got the vaccine, and the first time he didn't feel good for a few days, and she didn't think too much about it, and she said the second time she had gone to the store, and she said when she came home he was struggling to breathe and kept taking him to doctors, and nobody really associated it with the vaccine. But one of the symptoms was, she said, is that exactly what she said. She said the skin started to like bubble. It looked like it was melting. That was her quote.
Here's a little bit of an article about John Stadtmiller's death. You can look up John Stadtmiller last broadcast, do a search, and you'll find this article. It says, quote, so we're on the John Stadtmiller death watch, he said. and that means John Stadtmuller, goes on to say, continue, quote, he said, as he described a rash which appeared like cheese bubbling up on his arm, a rash that he said persisted for at least a month. He added that he should go to a doctor but didn't have a lot of money, which cost thousands of dollars in tests, etc. He said that he could go to the VA, but all they wanted to do was shoot him up with a vaccine. At the 33-minute mark, after the half-hour break, as the bumper music played Big John, Stadtmuller said, thanks for playing that on the heels of me making this announcement. I'm going to finish out the hour with Roger Landry, and Steve Elkins is going to take over for me in the second hour. I don't think I've ever done this in 33 years. I'm sitting here, and I'm just bubbling up, like I said, like cheese on a pizza in an oven. This is insane. At any rate, he sighed. End quote. Then he said, quote, at minute 56, John says, I'm watching my forearm going into giant bubbles. This is so much fun. I love witnessing things that I have no idea what is going on. Boy, at any rate, yeah, end quote. Does that sound like the same thing you're talking about, Kathy?
It does, Vince, and I'm telling you, I feel so bad for the suffering that humanity is going through. And Greg, thank you for playing that clip. I've been trying to research, not a ton just because of the time factor, but I've been trying to research the shedding. And if you go on the first few pages, it's all the CDC. There's no evidence of shedding. There's no evidence. The NBCs and all the major news outlets. Oh no, there's not. And so you really have to do digging. And so Peter McCullough really did a great justice for that. And I thank you also for recommending Died Suddenly. That was very powerful. If you can watch, the people would just watch the whole thing with an open mind.
Yeah, I agree. That is a very powerful video. Very powerful documentary.
This is all upsetting because the people that I was told, to trust as a child, you can go to the government, you go to the policeman, you go to the fireman. Those are the people who are going to help you. And the media was to be trusted. And here we are. Here we are. It looks like trust is in real short supply in America. We have a crisis of credibility. Kathy, thank you so much. Greg, thank you so much. And, class, you can look up that article that I mentioned about John Stadtmuller. R.I.P., John Stadtmuller. And I wanted to mention that Lou Cassidy, Kyle, Greg Lesher, Bert, and I all have experience with electricity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.